T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago is shaken this morning after a night of chaos and fury as thousands of people descended downtown to protest the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And what started as peaceful turned to vandalism, fires, and looting. It all began at Federal Plaza before demonstrators spread throughout downtown. The vast majority of the protesters peaceful, but some broke windows, looted stores, set fires in the streets, vandalized police vehicles, and sprayed graffiti on countless downtown buildings. This protester from the South Side, who didn't give her name, says the destructive actions will get attention that peaceful protests will not.
100% is justified. I think these are the stories that are in history books. I don't think that a peaceful protest makes enough noise for these people to listen. I wish it did, and I wish that we could remain peaceful, but that's just not how it is, and that's not how it works, and that's how it's proven to not work.
For the most part, Chicago police exercised great restraint in dealing with the protesters, even at times when demonstrators confronted them, threw bottles and rocks at them, and attacked their vehicles. Some protesters credited the police restraint with preventing the demonstrations from escalating even further. Mayor Lightfoot spoke with reporters lately.
But I want to express my disappointment and really my total disgust at the number of others who came to today's protest armed for all-out battle. You don't come to a peaceful protest with a bowling ball or a hammer or a shovel or a baseball bat. You don't come to a peaceful protest with bottles of urine to throw at police officers.
Broken glass and debris littered the streets this morning, and at this hour, a group of volunteers are holding a cleanup effort outside Macy's on State Street following the damage caused by the protest. WBBM's Nancy Hardy joins us now live from the scene with the very latest on that. Nancy?
Dave, that's right. There are shards of broken glass all over the sidewalks from dozens of broken windows. We've seen them at a pot dispensary, a bank, several retail stores, including Macy's on State Street, where Don is helping clean up. He lives in the West Loop and has been out here for about an hour since the curfew was lifted. He's helping clean up a shattered window, saying he couldn't sleep last night, and this is his way to try and contribute, to get off the sidelines in a very confusing time. We've seen plenty of police, ComEd crews, and city crews out cleaning some of the graffiti that is over a lot of different buildings. There are cars coming back through the loop, and we are not seeing or hearing the train, however. But people have returned to the streets, many taking pictures and videos, trying to see what just happened last night as we grapple with the aftermath. Live along State Street, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
One of the many casualties of the looting in the city last night, a family-owned business in Chicago since 1899.
Flames erupted at Central Camera on South Wabash as third-generation owner Don Flesh watched, telling CBS 2.
Well, the part of half of the gate was broken in the front to the side, and people were walking in. Some went farther in and took out baskets filled with stuff, inventory, I don't know what. And constantly they were breaking things and walking in. And there was no fire at this time. They came out, and about a moment later, there started to be smoke.
He told CBS 2 he was able to rescue one item as the store was gutted by flames.
The only thing I salvaged, I took it out of the window. I sort of tapped a fireman on the corner, and he looked that way, and I reached in. And Grandpa's first camera that he ever sold. I was able to get that out of the window.
Despite the unrest and damage, Flesh says Central Camera will rebuild.
We're going to rebuild it and make it just as good or better.
Julie Mann, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Now to the pandemic. The Illinois Department of Public Health reporting 1,462 new cases of coronavirus in the state. That includes 61 additional deaths. The state now has more than 118,000 cases, more than 5,300 deaths of COVID-19. And in Indiana, health officials there say 13 more residents have died from COVID-19, while nearly 700 additional have been diagnosed with a respiratory disease. And in Wisconsin, 20 people have been added to the official death count, sustaining a spike that began on Wednesday, coming as the state appears to be bucking a national trend toward decreased hospitalizations for the virus. 71 deaths announced in the past 4 days, marking a 14% increase in Wisconsin.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.